following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio on this month of November as we talk about culture, connections, and celebrations. That's the all three things coming together, and it's really about how do we establish the best rapport and connections with our senior loved ones as we prepare for the holiday season. And we are in for a very good treat because today we have our wonderful Daphne Davis, who is with us from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm happy to be here.
And I'm glad you're going to be with us for the entire hour because there's so much to talk about. And people go, well, what do you mean culture and connections and rapport and all that stuff? But you know what? I really believe we can all do better. And, you know, as generations come and come beyond, I know with my parents, they were from what's called the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. Their traditions were and way of being were very different than our sex, drugs, and rock and roll baby boomers that I came from. And so right away, there's a division, right?
Yes.
And obviously, you work with that all the time with families. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the topic.
Let me give you a broad brush just to start with, and hopefully we can stay on this page for the whole hour.
Yes.
Keep it simple. Mm. Think in terms of... it doesn't have to be glitzy. It doesn't have to be showy. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. keep it simple.
Good point.
That's my overall umbrella about when you're engaging in planning for the holidays, that whatever your family traditions are, getting together, having cultural experiences, mm-hmm. think simple.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be over the top. That's our generation. You know, that's our current culture. Our current culture is lights and flashy stuff and being entertained all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Think in terms of radio as an entertainment, singing songs, getting together with family, you know, the lemonade on the front porch.
It's a home-cooked meal.
It's family recipes. It's simple, 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 simple.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're embarking on this time of celebrations, be thinking along those lines. And hopefully during this hour, we'll have some specifics about how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I want to talk about right away is if you have loved ones that are in care communities,
mm-hmm.
whether that be a nursing home, assisted living, adult family home, mm-hmm. memory care, remember that your amount of time there isn't what's important. It's that you're there visiting.
Good point. Even if
it's 15 minutes. Keep it simple. You don't have to block out the whole day. Our thinking is to be efficient. I'm going to drive there. I want to spend a couple hours. I'm going to do this, that. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Well, and I think 2 hours is too long for anybody. And especially if you're in, like a memory care situation or anything like that. you know, and you could talk about maybe some indicators that people could kind of pick up on if it's getting too much. Because I had to learn the hard way. I didn't connect with some of the things that my mom would start feeling overwhelmed by. And because she didn't voice it to me, she had a little bit of dementia. She didn't understand. And it took me a while to figure out what those signs were.
They are signs that you have to kind of figure out. Things like you lose eye contact with mm-hmm. someone. They'll look at you kind of through you. They're not engaged with mm-hmm. you any longer. They might not be able to answer questions or follow in the sequence of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They're off in left field.
Yeah.
You know, they've zoned out. They've checked out. Or it could be that their brain has been taxed enough mm-hmm. that says, okay, my synapsing isn't going to happen mm-hmm. any longer.
Mm-hmm.
It could be they get fidgety.
Yeah.
You know, people get fidgety in the chair. They're looking around. They're puttering with stuff sitting around them. They're all of a sudden picking up all the lint off of the blanket that's across them or something,
mm-hmm.
that there are other things that are more important
mm-hmm.
or they have to find a way to check mm-hmm. out because I can't keep up with you anymore, but I'm going to keep my social graces as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the indicators that could say this is going on.
Yeah.
Or if they're outside, if you've picked up someone, you know, and now you've taken them to your home or you've gone out for a cup of coffee, please be very aware. Their home is now their safety spot.
Right.
Now, this is different for every single person. So your story and your family might be a little bit different. But if you watch for the fidgety, watch for the looking around, looking at their watch, all of the little telltale signs that are socially appropriate, but yet indicators.
Well, and I used to see my mom would get snappy.
Yes. Short.
And no patience. Because the filters oftentimes were gone, especially with the family. She'd just say what she thinks. And there would be things that would come out of her mouth. All of a sudden, it would be like, wow, Mom, where did that come from? But I got to the point where, you know, she would just have it. The other thing is she would complain about things. It would be like, I don't like this. You know, all of a sudden, I would start to see this kind of spiral, and I'm going like, Mom's done.
Yeah.
Mom's done.
That's a really good one to remember, is when we get on the woe is me list, or when we get on the trump card playing. I call it all the guilt cards.
Yeah.
If you're starting to go down that path, just say, oh, Mom, you know, I lost track of the time. I got to get going. You know, just gracefully get out of there, because you're going to be put on edge.
Right.
Now we're going to a world that's not anything about developing culture and relationships and celebrations. We're in the different land
now.
So those are really good things to pay attention to. Also pay attention to, is it before or after lunch? What is your loved one's
best
routine?
Time. Yeah. You know? Oh, big time.
What is their
routine?
Let's
talk about this, because I think this is really important. And we are talking again, everyone, to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And we're so glad you are part of our expert team, because you are definitely the information post. And I love to come to you with all of these amazing questions. And let's talk about routine, because I think that's one of the key issues that we forget.
Yeah.
You know, we are so busy in society, and we do, you know, every day is different. Even if we have a job that we go from 9 to 5, we have different activities and different things at night. As seniors get older, they like routine.
Yep.
They
yep.
like things the same. They want to wake up at the same time. They want to eat the same thing in the morning.
You know, and a part of that also is to allowing their routine to rule, because things take longer. My mom listens to this program, so Mom, I'm going to apologize for you, but I'm going to tell a story about her. My mom is very vibrant. Totally intact mentally. Her body is kind of failing her just through arthritis. And so things take longer to do. And in my mind, because I look at my mom, who's socially involved, driving, participating in life, I forget that just getting out the door might take a little more time.
True.
Standing up and getting ready to walk across the room takes a little more time. And when you have all of those little things add up, now you've had to add 10 minutes, 15 minutes to the time clock of getting out the door.
And here we are saying, come on, Mom, we're going to be late.
Yes.
We're going to go. We got to go. And Mom doesn't move as fast as we do.
No.
Yeah. Good
and
point.
That's where, you know, in that routine of whatever our loved ones do, honor the routine.
Good point.
Which means you have to take a deep breath, which means you have to sit in the chair a little longer. Plant the idea of, we're going to get going in 10 minutes, Mom. Is there anything I can help you with? Dad, do you know where your hat is? I mean, start planting the seeds of what do we have to go through, because there might be some, oh gosh, I don't know where I put my hat. You know,
Good point.
He doesn't leave the house without his hat. All of these routine things we have to honor. Rather than get frustrated, rather than push ourselves up against the time clock, you know, church starts at this time, we got to get there.
Prepare accordingly.
Yes. Allow for time. Allow for the routine.
That's so huge.
You will avoid all kinds of frustrations, not just for your loved one, but I'm going to tell you, for you, the visitor, you, the person who's supporting
them.
Well,
and I think, too, we often forget the little things. Like, I learned the hard way that, you know, when my mom was in assisted living, I would always stop by the nurse's station if I was going to take her out for even an afternoon to say, does she need a medication? What, you know, what do I need to do to make sure that there's some consistency? Because even if she's an hour late on a medication, that's not necessarily a good thing.
No.
And so just be more mindful.
Yes.
Have a little bit more attention on what is the day-to-day process. And I think it's important for them. And we talk about nap time. Most seniors love to take a nap. My mom did.
It may not even be a love. It's a necessity.
Yes, yes. So don't just, you know, skirt that off.
No.
Those things are important. Schedule your time. So maybe it's take mom to lunch and then bring her back for a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have friends or family from out of town or whatever, then come after.
Right.
Or, you know, and then I think the other thing is just to really take the time to get to know what that routine is, which I don't think we do very much.
No, we don't. The other piece you brought up is when you have a loved one in a community of care, be in communication with the caregivers or the director of nursing. Let them know that this day is coming up. We're having visitors on this
day. Oh, good point.
And have them be a part of the team so that they know that, oh, this is a special day. Agnes is going out. Let's, you know, and remind her if it's appropriate that says, oh, do you want to wear something a little special?
You know,
rather than embarrassing them later.
Yeah.
I forgot and I just got my, you know, regular household stuff
on. Or they fuss. Mm-hmm. And I know with my father, if I was going to come visit him from, you know, drive down to Vancouver, Washington to come see him, he would pace all morning until I got there.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
So I learned also, give plenty of time.
Yeah. In that pacing story that you're telling, some people don't do well knowing ahead of time what's going to be happening.
Yeah.
And so that's, again, working together as a team. I know some of this might sound very obvious, but the families that I work with when I'm in their home and we're talking about routines and habits and likes and dislikes, they are all about, have you been sitting at our kitchen table? And they'll say to me all the time, I didn't even think about that as an indicator.
Wow.
So
let's
don't
talk
just blow
about
it
that
off
in the next segment. So Daphne will be back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.